Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. April, Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're doing a series of programs on the topic, and we're going to talk about the Family Development Center today. Marsha Laverne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So since the last time we talked in person, you've got kind of a new role out there.
I do. In July, I took over as the executive director. I'm pretty honored to be in that position. Charlene Stutz resigned. Actually, she retired. Hopefully, she's in the Bahamas and relaxing in the sun and enjoying. But I'm pretty honored to be able to step into her position and try to fill the big shoes that she left for me. So, yeah.
And if she's in the Bahamas right now, I'm jealous.
Me too. Very. So,
and introduce who you brought in with you.
I'm really excited to have one of our therapists with us today. Brandy Myers is on staff, and she does an amazing job serving children and families in our community.
Now, Brandy, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Marsha, give us kind of an overview of the Family Development Center. Let's just say somebody moved here and they really don't know what it is. Talk about it.
I would love to. So Family Development Center is, we're a nonprofit organization that works directly with families in an effort to keep children in Douglas County safe. We're located on the Jerry Bruce nonprofit campus. So I just tell people, do you know where Costco is? And if you know where Costco is, you just go right past Costco. So we're out on that campus located with Aviva and UCAN and David's House. And so we are really, our goal is to just that all children grow up in a safe, healthy, and nurturing home. And in an effort, that really strengthens the community that we live in.
So how long has the organization been around?
So Family Development Center started in 1984. It started across from the Y in a tiny little house and has now grown to our main site out on the Jerry Bruce campus. We have six classrooms at that site, and then we have three satellite sites. One is in Surf South County, the Global South County, and that's located in Canyonville. We have a site that serves Winston Green, and then we have our North County site that serves all of Sutherland, Oakland, North. That's off Rideout Central.
So how many staff do you have then?
I think currently we're up to 29 as of yesterday.
Wow. So a lot of people, a lot going on. And how long have you been there? Maybe I asked that already.
I think it's going on 13 years.
Wow. So how did you get into this type of work?
That is a very long story, but I will tell you that I've raised my children in this community, and I started work with a program called Healthy Families, and I've just always had a heart for working with children and families and helping families succeed. Parenting is tough. It doesn't matter who you are across the board. Parenting, those littles don't come with instruction manuals, and parenting can be challenging. And so we want to see parents be successful. And my heart has always been to support parents be successful on their journey.
So, Brandy, how long have you been working there?
So, I recently returned after going to school to be a child and family therapist. And so I had worked there previously for 7 years, and then I left, went back to school, and been back for about a year working as a therapist there.
So did you get another degree then?
I just recently went back and got my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling.
Wow. And you did that during COVID?
I did that during COVID. Yes, I did.
So in some ways I'm not going to say it was easier, because it really probably wasn't.
It was a different experience for sure. We started off, I started off my degree in person, doing in-person classes. And then everybody, of course, had to quickly shift to doing the online version of the in-person class. Everybody learned about Zoom, right? We shifted to that, with all the the stress and everything, you know, happening in our community, it made it a little bit more difficult. But I have to say that I had a lot of support from my professors and actually my mentor, Amber Barrows, who's actually my supervisor at Family Development Center. So,
and what drew you to this type of work?
Well, same thing. I just love children. I first started as a volunteer in an early childhood classroom when my kids were younger. And I just had such great support from a home visitor that I was like, I really want to do this, right? I want to go and support families that are struggling. And then I quickly learned that there's so many hurting families in our community that are experiencing things that I never even knew they were experiencing. And so I just kind of started stepping in a little bit deeper, and I started working at Family Development Center and in the therapeutic classroom, and got to see the child therapy and family therapy. And I thought, man, I really just want to take another step deeper to really help children and families in our community.
You know, it's interesting because I've talked to a number of people that work in different organizations that, you know, a lot of you kind of cross paths at different points around town, but other people that have had that similar experience who were doing something else, or maybe they were a parent, had a kid in the program, and then they kind of catches fire and becomes like a passion, and they totally change their lives around.
Yeah, that was definitely in my experience. And my child was in Head Start, and so I definitely have a heart for that program as well, which is a great program right up the road from us. So
Marcia, talk about all the different programs you run. What are some of the things you guys do?
So originally when families come into our program, it's super easy. It takes just a phone call. They start on a program called Outreach, which is really just a very intensive, so a lot of support. We do home visits. We provide them with a lot of basic resources. So a lot of times families are just really searching and struggling and go asking, where do I go for information? And so we'll get a phone call, and our outreach workers will go out and do home visits, and we can provide diapers and clothing and food and really connect families with resources, provide a lot of parent coaching and mentoring, and then connect them with additional programs that we offer. So from that point on, additionally, families might need therapy, so we'll get them connected with our clinical director, Amber Barrows, who will either provide services or connect them with Brandy, the amazing Brandy here. And then they could go into one of our therapeutic programs. And so in our therapeutic classrooms, we serve all the way from infants to age 5. And our therapeutic classrooms are, when we talk about being therapeutic, it just means that we focus on social emotional learning and self-regulation, and that our ratios are really small. I would love for Brandy to talk about this because she has a heart for our therapeutic program. She was also a teacher in our therapeutic classrooms. And so are you comfortable talking about therapeutic classrooms?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great. That's what really drew me actually to the Family Development Center was the ability to really work one-on-one with the children because of the ratios that are happening in those classrooms. And so I remember when I first started just thinking, wow, I can really spend some time working with these children, teaching them some emotion regulation skills, teaching them some social skills. They really get a lot of one-on-one from teachers. We have volunteers that also come in and help as well. So, it's really fantastic program.
And are you working with the parents on other levels as well?
So while the families are in our therapeutic program, their children come to our classrooms twice a week, and the teachers are doing home visits with the parents. The parents also come to the center for parent education twice a month at a minimum, and we also offer workshops depending on the month. We're just transitioning back. We call it our post-COVID schedule, so like many others, we're coming back to virtual classes, and we actually just had our first one open house this week to get back into the swing of things. So,
so you mean coming back to in-person classes?
No, we have actually been in-person through COVID.
Ah, okay.
So, but having parents back for parent education just happened this last week. So we were really excited to have parents back in the building.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, we continue the series. Marion Pearson of Up to Us Now Child Abuse Prevention Coalition will be in here with us. Marsha Laverne and clinician Brandy Meyer. So is it clinician, therapist? What's the right word there?
Oh, they're all good. So I am a clinician and a therapist as well. So.
I'm curious, you mentioned going into the break what you were able to do with parents during the pandemic. How did COVID affect the how you did everything?
So just like I think many of us in our community, we became good at pivoting and being flexible. And I think our staff was just determined to make things happen. And because the vulnerable population and the families we serve have children 0 to 5 and face constant stress, it was critical for us that we maintain and keep our services open. And so our staff and our board and our volunteers are just amazing. And so we were just, I think they were just determined that we follow protocols, safety protocols, and we stay open. And so we made it happen. We were just creative in how we changed the format and structure of typically children would come on a Monday, Thursday, and so we switched and put them into pods, and so we did a Monday, Tuesday, and we just tried to be as safe as possible and minimize risk, and we were just super successful, and I think we were able to serve families and just keep children as safe as possible and try to support families that the best way we could. And I think we did a great job with a lot of support from our community and our board.
I would imagine, too, for the population of parents that you're dealing with, I mean, not only were they in situations that already had a lot of stress and some issues they were trying to work through, but, a pandemic just makes it harder. Some of them are not working, or some of them are working remotely, and then your kids are there all day, and it just complicated everything.
Absolutely. We don't know. I think there's some research that says we won't know the facts of the pandemic until the ripple effect for the next few years. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But we felt it was really our job and our duty to really try to support families the best way we could. And we felt by being there and doing extra, doing more home visits, supporting them with food, supporting them with extra diapers, just being more present in their home and being more available was critical. And so do you want to add anything to that, Brandy?
No, I just I wasn't there at the beginning of the pandemic, but I kind of watched you guys and saw you really rise to the occasion, really. And it was so difficult, right, even with all the mandates and stuff, to be able to provide that support. But I think it's so important because so many people were struggling with mental health issues and, like you said, extra struggles due to either being out of work or, like you said, trying to work with small children in the home.
Let's talk about the overall issue of child abuse in Douglas County. How big a problem is it around here?
So we know that child abuse and neglect happens right here in Oregon and right here in Roseburg. The fact that it happens is very sobering, but I think that knowing that there's services that are available, not only through Family Development Center, but other organizations, is reassuring to know that our community can rise and we can be resilient. And by offering support and services to families, we give them the potential to be the best parent that they can be. And so I think that the supports that are available really lean to the ability to increase the knowledge and capacity to give parents the tools to do better. And I think the saying, Randy, I know you know it better than me, but we do what we know until we know, I'm going to say it wrong, but we do what we know until we know better. Yeah. And I think that's what most parents do. It's instinctive. We parent out of instinct until we learn something new. And then when we learn that new skill or that new tool, then we do better. And that's what Family Development Center does, is we give parents the tools to do better.
I imagine that some of your parents that you're helping are ones that came out of, shall we say, really bad examples of parenthood.
Yeah, many of the families that we serve have experienced a variety of traumas and have situations that they grew up in that were difficult as well. And so that's another reason why we like to provide additional services to children and families in regards to our mental health services. And so there are a variety of services that we provide. We do individual therapy for children and adults. We also have family therapy. And one of the therapies that that we provide is EMDR, and that's really focused on addressing those trauma symptoms. Really getting down to the root of what is causing these symptoms for the client. And so it's a really great therapy that can be used with children and families. And so that can be a really great support for those families that have experienced that as a child. Another one that's really great that we do is parent-child interaction therapy. And so what that does is it teaches parents to basically be their child's therapist. They learn to have these really positive, supportive interactions with their children. They learn skills to be able to redirect behavior. And so it tends to really cause them to be strongly attached. It's used actually with children that have behavioral issues, such as maybe ADHD or oppositional defiant disorder. And so it can be a really great treatment for children and for families as well. So,
talk about how your organization's funded.
I want to say we beg for money. No, I'm not going to. We actually have an amazing diversified funding formula, but we do a lot of fundraising. And so we have some fundraising activities scheduled for this coming year, but we rely on donations. And so there's a lot of ways that the community can support Family Development Center. They can donate just directly to our organization. We have a monthly giving program. We're getting ready to kick off an exciting program starting this month. It's called our 250-25-25. So we're working to get 250 new donors to give $25 for 25 months. And so if anybody's interested in that, they can call the center. People can volunteer. Volunteers are critical to our organization. We also, people can sponsor an event. We also have a donor advice fund, so if people are interested, they could consider making a strategic tax-deductible contribution or grant through Family Development Center's DAF fund through OCF.
And, you know, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Marsha Laverne, Brandy Myers, Family Development Center, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
All right. Thank you for having us, Kyle.
Yes, thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.